Chat Only Version, USA Chat, February 2nd, 2021. In this version of the audio, if SAT does not respond to a sharing or question, that section is erased. Everybody remains silent for several minutes until SAT joins the meeting. Farnaz welcomes SAT and appreciates her presence in our chat. In the beginning, a few people share their inspirational stories for the week, and then Farnaz poses the questions that were submitted to her. Nasreen says hi, and she says that she does not have any specific question, but she would like to appreciate SAT and what she has done for her in her life. She also adds that her life is in a very simple and mellow space right now. She listens to audios and videos, and she is with SAT all day long. And all day long, she just says, "Thank you, SAT. I appreciate it. I love you, SAT." And at the end, she finishes with,
"I'm really enjoying my silence, and I guess that's all. I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
I love you too. Thank you. Thank you, Nasreen Jan. It's for all of us. I'm sure we see, to the different degree, the simplicity of life. It's not just simplicity of thinking. I'm sure, you know, of course, the world pushed a lot of people to that simplicity, but then we find out, no, nothing really happens except we spend more time and enjoy the tranquility of it. Yeah.
In a Reno Center SAT song 2 days before this chat, there was a lot of silence and the questions were posed, but SAT remained very still and silent. And Adrienne is referring to that experience and how she felt a huge expansion. She continues,
"I feel like I learned that from you, but it's something that now when I sit by myself, I can remember and try to do again, but it's a really a nonverbal kind of way of learning something from you, and it's just really amazing. So thank you."
Thank you, Adrienne. I think Sunday, I'm sure a lot of us experience in different ways, different things. And I'm so glad to hear that good news from you. Yeah, thank goodness that now you know that this exists in you. And with a little bit of practice or a little bit of attention, it becomes more often than not. And that's when you get really, really interested, because it's such a different, you know, state of being from what we are used to.
Zoya says hi. She really appreciates SAT and her wisdom, and she says that she loves these Tuesday evenings. And then she has a question about something that she remembers SAT might have said a couple of months ago about do not follow spirituality, and she wonders what that means. And SAT says that she really needs to know the context of this and what was exactly said. And the conversation continues.
"So, Jen, I wish you had exact taping, because I don't want you to go by memory and I don't want to answer on a memory, because I really don't have one. So let's leave that answer for next week. If someone can help her find the part that she is referring to. I really don't have any recall. Does anybody remember anything like that? I don't know.
Nobody remembers anything offhand. And Zoya says that, Sadjun, every time you talk, I remember what you said, even though I don't have such a memory with anybody else.
Yeah, I understand, but since it's out of context, if I see what was it about, how did it come up, then I will be more prepared to answer. But if we take one sentence and I don't recall anything around it, then I won't be able to answer you. So yeah, let everybody help you to see if they can find it, and then if we have it next week, we talk about it.
A couple of days later, they found the actual quote that Zoya is referring to. And what Sat actually said was, please don't give yourself spiritual responsibility. And this was in response to somebody who was asking how to utilize certain tools. And Sat told her that it takes maturity and contemplation, and don't force yourself and don't give yourself spiritual responsibility. This is from a meeting on July 21st, 2020. Bahar has a twin sister that is not on this path yet, and she has ups and downs in her life. In this section, Bahar is talking about a recent interaction she had with her sister.
And she called me today, having another hard time. And I, you know, just started telling her all the things you tell us. Everything is okay. Have you been working out? You know, spirituality could help. And in her tears, she was saying, B, what is the difference between you and me? Why are you so happy? Why are you so kind? Why are you so peaceful? And I said, sweetheart, it's so obvious. There's only one difference between the two of us. I follow Sat, and I've learned all of this from her. And she said, would you please send me some things she said? Can you help me? And I said, my God, I would love to. And I sent her so many different links and audios. And she texted me about 3 hours later and said, I can't stop listening. I haven't felt this good. Uh-huh. And I don't know how long. It's so amazing. If I stop, will this stop? And I said, well, I find it has a lasting effect. But if it does, just keep playing it. And I just wanted to express my gratitude, first, that my life is built on your solid foundation. And second, that when someone calls me in need from such an honest place, I can give them the best advice from you and your teachings and your tools. And I just wanted to share that with you and say thank you so much.
Wow, that makes me very, very happy, because I know the story. And for those that don't know, you have a twin sister. I was waiting for her to come back to that, because that, to me, is the end of her suffering. So, yeah, continue feeding her.
Thank you, Sadjun, so much.
It really, really makes me happy, because we don't need to suffer unnecessarily. I mean, there's something you can avoid, but there are so many that is avoidable or erasable.
I will give her those words too. Thank you.
I'd like to now share with you guys, and that is, a few days ago, I heard on the news, I had the news on because of the weather. I wanted to know how the weather, when the storm is coming and all of that. And I heard that so many young people are suffering from mental problems during this time. And the first thought came compassion, right? I have no lack of that. And I said, I got to do something. There has to be something done. I'm sure that also the parents are not happy, and it's not a happy home. What can we do as a group? And then for a moment, I kept silence and stayed away from the compassion part. And I realized, and I'm confiding on you guys, and I didn't think I was going to share that. I realized I never reached out. It was always, every one of you was sent by God. Nobody, including myself, knew that this is going to be my life, or I need to go out and do this, and or be on different channels on the internet and reach out to more people, even out of compassion that most people do. I just felt like, no, God knows who to send, when to send, and how to send, and that is perfection. So I settled down, and when you said about your sister, it really reminded me that, nothing better than saying, Bahar, why are you happy and I'm not? Isn't that much better than trying to go out and save lives? When someone gets ready to recognize you and saying, I want what you have, it's a real deal. It's a real deal. It's without advertising, without advising when there is no need for it or the person is not ready. So it makes me very happy, Bahar, that she reached out and said, I see something in you. And I'm sure that our light will shine and more as we invest in ourselves. I mean, having compassion for the suffering is good, but we know that even compassion is separation. And just sustain and let whatever comes, comes, whatever goes, goes.
Kathy says hi, and she asks about young people's suffering these days.
What did you really think about the suffering of young people with mental health issues? What's going on?
I really cannot say what's going on. It could be a million reasons, and it could be none of them. All I can say about what we are doing, I can only say that our approach during this time was the approach of the higher road. And we were graced by it. I'm not saying we're special because we did this and that. Not at all. We were just graced by it that as soon as this quarantine happened and people had to wear masks in March, I was inspired to make our practices the main thing in our life. And instead of going by the fear and anxiety and lack, we need to come to the simplicity, to non-resistance, to common sense, and to more practice. Now, I was guided this way. It's not something that I was intelligent enough to think about. And it paid off. And to me, the whole world was forced to go in. I mean, literally, they could not go out. So there was a big sign, if anybody could see it, that is pointing to in. As far as the other side goes, why people are having a hard time, I really don't know. My prayer is that every human being find a higher platform for themselves.
Serenia thanks Sat, and she says that without her teaching and her guidance, she doesn't know where she would have been during this pandemic and these lockdowns. And she adds that without Sat's grace and teachings, she would have been one of those young people that they're talking about.
Yeah, thank you, Serenia. We all would have been. We all would have been. And I hope you understand, because I did not reach out, you were sent by God, and I was sent by God to you. So our meeting is a holy place. It really is. Because we really are not in charge of our lives. I know for a fact I'm not. Yeah, it is beautiful, and I can't ever get tired of hearing good news from all of you. That's one thing. It just gives me this bubble of joy to see another soul find themselves and find their peace. And yeah, thank you.
Kathy talked about experience she's had in the last 2 weeks. She's a realtor, and she has had a client that has been very intimidating to her. And she says that one day she sat in her backyard and she said, "That's enough. I'm just going to have fun with this situation and go with it." And within a very short amount of time, this person became a putty in her hand and the whole situation turned. And the conversation continues.
After I decided what I decided for myself, you know, it ended up working out perfectly. Like, he became putty in my hand, unbelievably. This is a guy that's been intimidating me for, like, you know, 3 weeks now. And finally I said, enough is enough. I'm going to stand up for myself. You know, I have worked hard on myself. And, you know, I have worked hard my whole entire life as of, you know, I don't know everything, but, you know, I do have my experiences. And from that minute on, it was amazing, Sat. It was amazing what happened.
That's nice. So, well, that was a teaching for you, you know, to stand up. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Kathy explains further how she approached the situation by looking at herself and then taking out her sword of truth and stand up on the ground of truth and let everything come to her. Titi says hi, and she shares an experience she had years ago. Her first job several years ago in Macy's, she was in charge of putting up some Christmas merchandise. And she was in charge of transporting it from the stockroom to the floor to sell. And the cart they had given her was very squeaky and made a lot of noise. And as she walked through all the aisles, she was very, very embarrassed in the beginning and very, very conscious of this noise that the cart was making. At night when she got home, and it was very late, around 12 midnight, Sat gave her a call. And in Titi's own words,
"I never forget that you called me and you said, 'I saw you, that you're bending down. Stand up. Stand up. Everything is fine.' Mm-hmm. And I never forget that. Never forget mm-hmm. that power behind your words. Mm-hmm. From the day after that, I was just walking to this department store with that broken cart, with that horrible noise, and I was smiling at everyone that looking at me, going to the stock room, getting the stock, and I put in it back, and I was so happy.
That's
and
wonderful.
I said, 'Oh my God.'
Yeah, that's a very similar. Yeah, that's wonderful. It's like Kathy was saying, when you want to bend, you stand up. When you want to give in, don't give in. When you don't want to laugh, laugh. When you don't want to dance, dance. So we don't go into a corner and shiver. Yep.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
It's a power behind your words, I swear. And lately, that you know I have a problem with walking and everything. The last time I talked to you, you told me just walk and remember who you are. And every time I get up, I want to walk. I said, Sat said, walk and remember who you are. And it's just this power. It's just, I swear to God. So thank you so much for who you are and what you do. I love you so much.
Thank you.
I don't know what would I've done without you.
Farnoz starts with questions. The first question is,
in January of 2020, on subject of thinking of death, Sat said one of the benefits was that if it gives you contentment, you become self-sufficient, self-satisfied, self-contained. Would it be possible to talk about this in detail on each of these three? What to do and what to avoid? So the three words are self-sufficient, self-satisfied, and self-contained. More detail about these three words and what to do and what to avoid.
I didn't understand the question. What was about death?
In death meditation, you said that thinking of death, one of the benefits is that it gives you contentment. You become self-sufficient, self-satisfied, and self-contained.
That's
right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here, the self is the highlight. Just concentrate on the self. When you do the death meditation and you see the temporariness of this world, that in one moment it will not exist, there is not a confidence, or what was those three words? Contentment, self-contentment. Yes, it gives you that because there is no burden and seriousness about life. There is no this hard attachment to things. There is no too much emotional, connection with the outer world or the ideas in our mind. It frees us, the death meditation, it really frees us from the grab of what is not permanent. And then you live lighthearted. You live with joy because it's not a heaviness of permanent struggle on you. Now, because I didn't understand fully the question, I just answered why it was set, those three words.
You become self-sufficient, self-satisfied,
yes.
Self-contained.
Yes, absolutely. Because you're not relying outside. And you find your permanent place. And that gives you contentment, self-satisfaction, and independency. There is no need to grab, to have, to hold, to keep. It's really understanding. You see, normally when we live it as if it's forever, what we see, what we touch. It isn't so. So there is no quality in that because it's duration rather than quality. But when you realize that, there is really quality because you know there is not, the duration is unknown. And so few contemplate on that, and so many run away from a subject that actually will bring them peace and detachment and is inevitable. I mean, it's something that is the end of all. That is wisdom.
Farnoz asks the second question.
Next question, Sat, is about the quote of Baba. Baba says, discrimination and detachment are the two assistants of man. Keep them strong and give them full facility, for they help man to live unharmed and joyful?
I think their first question answers this one. I can't believe how well they go together.
Sat asked Farnaz what meditation was requested, and Farnaz explains. During the answer, Sat refers to an article that was read a couple of days before this chat in Reno Center, which is from an audio from October 25th, 2018, called Silence is Beyond Words.
Sat-jun, it says, would it be possible to have I don't know anything meditation?
I don't know anything meditation? I didn't know that was a meditation.
So you say before doing things, tell yourself, I am nobody and I don't know anything. So the questioner is asking it this way, that she wants to know how to use it. I don't know anything meditation.
Uh-huh. I see. So it's not a meditation. She wants to know how to use it.
Yeah.
Again, I goes agree. With our... I think the article I asked Kavi to read on Sunday really answered the questioner. I mean, realistically, what do we know about our body? Do we know how it functions? Do we know where our saliva comes from? Do we know how our nail grows, let alone our blood and other organ, or even our skin breathes? Do we know where the thoughts come from, that they pop up? Do we even know ourselves? And contemplating on that writing, we realize we don't know anything. And it's the best thing. When you admit it, you become all-knowing. Believe me. When you totally admit you don't know. Now, we even advise our children, which we must, but it's a hearsay. Is an idea we got. We really don't know what is good for them because we don't know the future and the past. We don't know where they came from, what kind of karma they had. We don't know if how their life's going to be in future. So admitting I don't know, you shut the mind off. When you say I'm nobody, you shut the body off. And then what is left is silence. Is pure silence. In that silence is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. We don't know. Look at the situation in this world. Nobody knows what is going on, but nobody says, I don't know. Everybody has an advice. Everybody has a remedy. Everybody has a fear. We just don't know. Why don't we not know? Because it is in us. If it was, we would know. Something that you don't need to know or not know is who we are. Namaste to all of you.
Thank you, Sat.